Blog Talk Radio. Episode 17 of Conclave Radio. Now, I know what you're thinking. Where is Quint? Well, you know what? I can tell you he's not here. He actually had to take Aaron's place tonight speaking because Aaron has mono. He is in our prayers. But that means since Quint's not here that it's up to me to make the greatest show ever, which it will be now that he's out of the question. It's okay. I'm not completely alone.
Casey is the greatest showman.
That's right, but I'm not completely alone. I got some help from the Santley brothers. Give it up for Jordan and Brandon Santley. Woo, everyone clap your hands. Yeah, look, that's our effect. Woo.
Yes, I'm clapping for myself.
Yes, that's exactly what we do on Conclave Radio. Everyone deserves to be clapped for and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
So how's your week been?
It's been interesting, honestly. Had to school. Got some tests back.
School tests, yeah.
It's been interesting. It hasn't been great, but it hasn't been horrible.
Well, you know, that's pretty much the definition of school, I think.
That, you have a good point.
Tests, boring,
yeah.
Not interesting. But hey, that's pretty good. So anyway, we are glad to have you guys this week. Sad that Clint's not here, but it's still going to be better than any of the past shows because I can do this.
Mm-hmm.
I have faith in myself, and I have faith in you guys.
I had my doubts, but Casey's doing good so far. Mm-hmm. So
I'm confident, actually. Yeah.
Now, usually when we have a guest on, you know how we ask them the five random questions, but I figured we'd do it a little differently this time.
Mm-hmm.
It's usually how we judge our guests. But I think I'm going to be the one who is judged today.
We're going to judge you hard.
I have a whole lot of random questions to ask you, do you have any kids?
Including? Well, I can tell you right now, probably not.
Probably not.
So, yeah. So
at least that's a compliment.
They're
going
to be asking me the random questions today. We'll get to that in a little bit. But right now, we're just going to recap on last Sunday. We're going to preview on the upcoming Sunday and upcoming events and talk about all that stuff. This past Sunday was the Super Bowl. We had our Super Bowl party extravaganza.
That was lit, except for the Monopoly game.
Except for the Monopoly game. That was my favorite part.
Well, that's because you actually did well and I did terrible.
I know I didn't. I lost.
Well, yeah, you lost, but that's only because
who ended up winning? I never got to know who won.
Steven won with almost $3,000. Yeah.
Dang.
So
he destroyed
me. We had the Super Bowl playing on, like, all 8 TVs we had
spread all around.
Yeah.
Between the gym and the regular, like, hangout room.
Yeah, so anywhere we went, we weren't missing anything.
Yeah.
Eagles won. How do you feel about that? Or do you feel at all?
I mean, I guess I was kind of rooting for the Patriots, but
I kind of was. It was one of those things where I just picked a team.
Yeah, in that case, I thought, you know, I have a better chance of being happy if I root for the Patriots. In this case, that didn't work
and
out as well.
Yeah.
So the one time I don't root for the Patriots, the one time I do vote for the Patriots, they don't win.
Yeah,
it's really annoying.
I just kind of chose one of the two teams because I'm not big on NFL. And then I learned how everyone hates the Patriots in Tom Brady.
And then
I kind of
wanted to like
weird.
Them because everyone hated them just to make everyone mad.
Yeah. Well.
But then I also heard that the Eagles fans are not, you know, but.
Yeah. I heard that too.
But you can't blame the
teams
for the fans.
No, you can't. But
But anyway, yeah, we had that. We had them. We had the TVs going. All the commercials were great.
Dilly dilly.
Uh-huh. Very. You're welcome, Austin.
You're welcome. Yes, Austin. I know you're not listening, but dilly dilly.
Dilly. Yeah.
Just for you.
Anyways, yeah, we had this intense Monopoly game along with some great food from everyone. We had some Zaxby's chicken.
Mm-hmm.
We had some Rotel. I'm pretty sure there was cookies there. I probably ate all of it.
There were cookies. Yeah,
pudding.
You were eating, like, long into the night.
That pudding was so good.
I had at least 4 plates.
Oh, yeah.
Of what? Cookies?
Of chicken.
Of chicken.
Oh, chicken.
He just kept going back for more.
I was
more.
Going on. This, it was my motivation for Monopoly, which I ended up losing horribly.
And he was salty about
but
it.
That but that kept you going through it.
Some people did not make the deal.
Austin.
Did I,
sorry about that. I did not mean to do that.
It's okay. I forgive him. Dilly Dilly.
Yep.
Dilly
it's,
Dilly.
Should we explain to them what Dilly Dilly is?
No.
Nah,
okay.
That probably for anyone
not.
Who watched the Super Bowl
they
or
would know.
Anything on TV, they'll know.
Yeah.
They'll know Dilly Dilly.
Okay.
Anyways, yeah, so what did you guys think about the Super Bowl? The Super Bowl party extravaganza.
The party was good. I liked the halftime show. The halftime show was pretty lit.
Yeah,
Justin
old,
Timberlake
the good
was
old
pretty
And
good.
That dude taking a selfie with Justin Timberlake was hilarious.
Oh, no.
Like, that was the only reason I watched the Super Bowl. That's, like, meme material right there.
The selfie kid?
Uh-huh, yeah.
It made me so mad when you have a famous person standing right next to you
mm-hmm.
on national television
mm-hmm.
and you're looking at your phone, like
yeah.
I know you want to like get the Snapchat and put it on Instagram and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But like,
see me, I do that afterwards. I'd enjoy the national
yeah,
TV
that's
moment.
What I'm saying. Like I get the selfie.
I mean, it's not like you can't get a recording of
but
yourself
you have,
up there with
you
him
have
anyway.
Justin Timberlake next
yeah.
to you.
Yeah,
exactly.
You gotta like either freak out, faint or dance. I'd probably dance.
You would probably dance because you're actually good at dancing.
I'd probably
well,
dance
probably
along with him, too, because I would be hyped.
You probably would.
All,
but,
you
but
know,
he embarrassed himself
goodness.
Even worse by being on his phone.
Well, yeah. Hey.
To some degree.
Anyway.
I wonder if this kid's listening.
He probably isn't.
Well, as big as Conclave Radio is, we're international.
Mm-hmm.
You guys didn't know. All right, from all around the world. Hello, Alaskan.
Alaskan not
Conclavian.
A kind.
Well, I know. No,
okay, yeah, just making sure you know that.
No, yeah, it's close enough.
It is close enough. We'll give you
hello,
that.
Alaskan Conclavian, Filipino Conclavian, Norwegian.
We have a Norwegian?
Yes.
Oh, that is,
that is so cool.
Conclave is going international, guys. Wow. This is stuff you need to listen to, like week long.
Oh, I already knew because you guys told me last time.
Yeah.
It was on.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
yeah.
Good. So, yeah, we had a Super Bowl party extravaganza.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people showed up. Had some of the juniors and seniors. We invited some of them,
and
so they
one
came.
Came.
Only one came.
Good old O'Brien.
Thank you, O'Brien.
But one is better than none.
Yeah.
Shout out to O'Brien,
mm-hmm.
and not to all the other kids who
said they would come to dinner.
Said they would come to dinner. It's
we're
okay.
We're not salty about it at all.
No,
so
not at all. We're not shooting fire at you on you know
international
talk shows.
Podcast,
yeah. So yeah. Anyway, I think it's that time of the show now where I'm judged
for
the first time.
Jordan, hit him with
episodes.
Your best, worst question.
Okay.
I want you to expose this.
Okay,
kid.
So first question is, what's the best decision you've ever made?
The best decision I ever made?
Think about this, Casey.
Well.
Was it to be on Conclave Radio? You know, if you don't say that Clint's going to kill you.
Oh. Other than deciding to be on Conclave Radio and setting this up with my best friend, Clint, who is not here.
Yes.
And I've said this so many times. Even, like, I may be exaggerating a little bit, but I think the best decision I ever made was to cut my hair.
How long
you
was
used to
it?
Have long
yeah,
hair?
Yeah, I used to have...
I gotta look on your Instagram.
I used to have long,
he doesn't
curly
have
hair.
It posted.
This is, well, if you look at my older Instagram account, it is on there.
Oh,
I had
how
longer,
long was it?
It was...
do you have, like, a mullet?
No, it wasn't a mullet. It was
okay.
under my ears for sure.
Oh wow.
Okay,
but it was curly. It was long.
Wait, really?
And then it curled up. Like
wow. Yeah.
How did it look good?
I mean, I thought so, but I was in middle school. I thought I was never gonna get
fair
a haircut,
point.
And then ninth grade, I decided to cut it short, shorter than it is right now.
I'm glad you did.
I was very. I felt really weird, and after a week, I thought, this is the best decision I ever made, because now my head is, like, 3 times lighter.
Yeah. And
it looks better. Am
yeah,
I right, guys?
I'm not going to lie. I can't really picture you with long hair.
Oh,
and the image I'm getting is not as good as the one I'm seeing now.
It is, it's not as good, I'll tell you.
Yeah,
no, it's not. Yeah. All right, let's do another question.
Question two.
If you could learn one random skill, what would you learn?
Oof.
Oof.
Random skill.
Yeah.
I want to say I've always wanted to learn guitar.
Guitar?
Yeah. Like I have a beginner guitar and sometimes I strum it just to like learn some chords and then after like a week or two I'll put it up and I'll never touch it for months.
Nice. That's definitely how you learn guitar.
Yeah, that's, I've been doing that for a few years.
That's like the story of my life, procrastination.
Yeah. Wow. Do you procrastinate on learning guitar?
Well, actually, I haven't touched the guitar. Well, no, I did, actually. Jordan tried to show me stuff, but
he said my fingers hurt, and then he stopped.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
I played the piano. No, no, what happened was that my fingers were, like, going over multiple strings when they shouldn't have been. And, like, it's just kind of, like, it's really complex.
And then it plucks instead of makes the
and I was just like, okay, I don't like this anymore. And,
I'm trying to figure that little part out. How long have you been playing guitar?
6 years.
You've been playing a long time. Self-taught too, and he's a beast.
I heard self-taught guitarists are like some of the best, or best in music.
Well, because honestly, you've got so much stuff that you can learn online. And you don't really, if you practice enough, you don't really need a teacher to.
I mean,
teach
that makes sense.
I mean, yeah, and they're really expensive. So I mean, it saves you a lot of money just to look up stuff on YouTube, and then you've got you've got like the chords that you can just look up online from like Ultimate Guitar and stuff like that, and it's really easy to do a lot of fun stuff.
Yeah, that's what I'll do. I'll learn some chords. I'll learn like 3 chords, and then try to look up songs I know that include the 3 chords, and then I'll just do that.
All right, how about this one? This is really interesting. Have you ever been in a fist fight?
A fist fight?
Yes.
No.
Oh really?
Well, I have either.
Yeah,
actually.
I have before.
Really?
Oh, I don't remember who it was. It was some dude.
I'm not worried
about
who, but did you win?
Oh yeah. It was some idiot that was like way smarter than me and tried to pick a fight, and I was young and stupid, and I was like really young. I was like 8 or something.
Oh, yeah. Was that Awana? I'm assuming
it was at Awana. Yeah.
Of course
it was. Was it like a really intense fist fight, like action scene, or was it like one?
No, I just like hit him a couple times, and then he fell down, and then I got in trouble. So it was not the greatest experience. If I could redo it, I probably
would have hit him harder.
Yeah, probably. But I mean, he was not very nice. I did not like him at all.
I will say the closest I've ever been to a fist fight was when I was 8 years old. And
About 8?
I don't know what it is about 8 year olds.
You're just very violent.
Just wanting to fight. I fight my 8 year old brothers all the time. Anyway,
playful fight. Is it?
I mean, I leave bruises, but it's whatever.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
It's whatever.
Yeah, okay.
That makes them tough. But I was 8 years old, and I was messing with this guy on the swing set, and he thought I was being annoying, which I was. Purposely. Anyway, I ran away, and this kid who's like 5 inches shorter than me, he comes up from behind. He pulls his hand around from behind me up to my face and punches me in the nose.
Oh.
And I get my first bloody nose ever.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
you didn't hit him back?
No, I was a wimp little 8-year-old.
With long hair,
yeah.
I would have slammed him. Oh my
Well,
Lord.
Like, first punch, my nose was bleeding, and I thought I was going to die.
Oh, my God.
I was like, I've never seen this much blood.
Is this normal?
Did you pump an artery? What did you do?
All right, let me see if I can find another one. Are you an introvert or an extrovert?
Extrovert.
Really?
Really?
For sure.
I was going to guess introvert.
No.
Casey's pretty outgoing.
He is.
I would like to say I'm outgoing. I go and I try to meet new friends all the time.
That's true. You do. You're a very friendly young chap.
Thank you. Try to be as friendly
as
I can.
That's why you would be good at that job.
Yes, Mountain High.
Yeah, Mountain High.
Yeah.
Yes.
I think I finally got the job with Mountain High. And
Jeff, if you're listening.
Jeff
is my boss.
Yeah, I think so. Brandon and I think you're going to start working together.
Yeah.
Which will be really
That's going to be pretty cool, yeah. It'll be more interesting than quite. I really know what's going
to
happen.
We'll come to Conclave with multiple stories about our work experience.
Oh, yeah.
Does anything really happen there, though, Brandon?
We've made kids cry multiple. No, I'm just kidding. No, nothing. nothing bad.
Not yet,
you're a clothing store. No, we're nice to people.
Well, not just clothing. I saw a bunch of stuff in there.
We got like backpacks and stuff like that.
Yeah,
it's like an outdoor store.
It's
pretty cool.
Stuff. Oh, I didn't realize how expensive everything
is. It's very expensive, but the material is super, super nice. So,
I heard it's worth it.
It is worth it, yeah.
Okay, really interesting one.
Is this question 4?
I think this is 5. Well,
4 or 5.
I don't know.
If someone asked you to give them a random piece of advice, what would you say?
Dang. Random piece of advice. Like, this has got to be important if it's just like...
Yeah, just one random piece of advice.
Well, it can be...
Or
no.
It could just be something.
It could
like,
just be like,
don't stick your hand in the miter sole.
Yeah, exactly.
That's true. Or not
but
hot oil.
That's random.
That's probably. I don't know what I'd say. It'd be like, probably the easiest thing is think about things before you do it.
That's a really good one, actually.
Yeah. I need that one. Well,
a better way I would put it personally would be like, think about long term. and not just short term. That's a really good one. Yeah,
that's a good one.
A lot of people,
yeah,
especially young people, just think immediately what's it going to affect me now, but they don't think how's it going to affect
like
me 20 years from now.
Like they may think like in a month or two or something like that, but I'm thinking like long term. Where do you want to be?
Where do you think you're going to be?
Like, is dating this person really going to, you know?
Yeah.
Is this really going to last?
Especially
or...
in dating.
Yeah.
I was thinking
that's
college,
the first thing that came to my mind,
yeah,
is that all the young kids know they want to date and stuff. And
it's like, oh my God,
3 months or 3 years, you know?
Yeah.
All right, so how about...
Question five. Make this a good
last
one.
This is the last one.
Question number... I made it through the hump question, guys. I think I'm doing pretty well, but that's personal. The hump question... question number three is called the hump question. You know, like hump day and Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the hardest one, but I already got through it.
Okay.
The advice one was the hardest.
Okay, here's an interesting one.
Okay.
What's the best prank you've ever pulled?
I asked the Hunter that last week.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but...
I could do a different one if you want.
No, because I didn't answer. Because I don't prank that often.
Really?
I know I have, but it's something I'd have to think of. I haven't done it recently.
Mason, if Mason was on this, he'd have some ultimate pranks.
My
prank.
Yeah. Did you see the one that Mason had about Brandon?
I didn't watch his vlog
it's
yet.
It's hilarious.
He called, shout out to Mason Brown Vlogs MBV on YouTube. Just shout out to that. He's got a video about a prank on Brandon.
And
it's
hilarious.
Well, it's kind of pitiful that I fell for it.
I can't believe you fell for that, honestly.
Explain the prank.
Okay.
Should I explain it? You weren't even in the call, so I guess I probably should. Basically, what happened was that I was in the middle of a League of Legends game, you know, just enjoying myself. And then I see a Snapchat that's like, Mason's like, bro, you need to call me. It's important. I'm like, oh, boy, what's up? So I thought he was
Mason
in trouble or something. I thought he wanted to talk about stuff. And so I was like, all right, what's up? And I'm not going to spoil it for you, but like the whole thing, because the whole conversation is pretty funny. But basically what he said was that we're going to jail and... For some reason, I fell for it because he made it sound like that our friend Austin was, you know, he got in trouble for giving alcohol to younger kids, even though we didn't drink any alcohol. And I don't know. It was, I sound a lot dumber than I really am. But yeah, it was pretty funny, I have to say. But
have to watch it. That was one of his best vlogs ever.
That was one of the best ones. It was hilarious.
I'll watch that right after. Yeah, it was literally just him on the phone with Brandon talking.
And then
Brandon's going
funny.
Like, oh my gosh, oh my gosh, oh my gosh. He's like freaking out.
I was like, are you serious?
That's fun.
Yeah.
Sweet mercy.
What? But I don't think I've
Yeah, you're a prank. I wanted to know what's the best prank you've ever
I've usually pulled a few pranks on like my dad or something. Like,
oh, this would be good.
Made him really angry or something.
Are you doing it when you're angry?
Well, I make him angry.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Because my dad, he gets a little angry when something doesn't go his way. So I'll push his buttons and stuff.
Oh, like yeah, of course.
Any good son would do the same.
Yeah, you know how we are.
Yeah. You know how our sons are.
Love you, Mom.
Biggest prank. I can tell you the biggest prank I'm going to pull the beach trip.
Oh,
yeah, because we're all targeting Clint Johnson.
You have one too?
Well,
we have.
We're all gonna put them together, but I know he hates shaving cream.
He does?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, he doesn't
shave.
It's
a weird fact, isn't it?
But I mean,
well, he trims.
He trims.
I learned that a couple weeks on the show.
You have to trim a beard, otherwise you
could use it to my advantage.
Yeah, exactly.
Can we spray him with shaving cream?
Well, I was
no.
Well, the first prank is obviously gonna be the one where he's asleep, we put it in his hand, we tickle his nose, bam!
That's the first one. That's classic.
Classic pranks.
That's a classic.
Yeah.
And he hates shaving cream, so it's even better.
Mm-hmm.
So that's number
10
one.
10 times better.
And the rest we'll have to wait.
But now when he listens to this,
will he?
I mean, probably. Doesn't he listen
or
to
Or maybe it's a decoy prank. Or maybe it's not.
The question is, does Clint care enough to listen to what we've done?
Does he care enough to listen to his own show? Find out next time. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, I guess you'll have to find out if Clint
actually
listens.
Yeah, I'll have to find out if he actually listens. Because
if it is the greatest Conclave episode yet, I assume that everyone would listen to it. I know Clint's
including
not on
Miss York Clint.
Yeah, including the Clint Johnson.
Yeah,
the
Clint
Johnson.
Johnson.
Yeah.
Your Holiness.
Yeah, so. Father Clint
the
Johnson.
Daddy C.
Big Daddy C.
Yep.
Who hates shaving cream.
Yeah, that's the weirdest thing to hate.
Did you ever see Clint when he had a baby face? He had no hair.
Oh yeah, he shaved like once.
Yeah, well,
and it was hilarious.
When I met him, he
I think I actually it took me a second to recognize him when he did that.
Well,
it was weird.
That's how I met him, was with no hair on his face, and it was scary.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He kind of needs the beard to look, you know, all masculine and tough.
Yeah. He needs the beard to look masculine.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah, and he needs
Same
to get rid
of
those.
We just can't do
He needs to get rid of those sweaters.
Yeah. That's true. We're like roasting Clint.
Sweater talking about that. Hey, he's not here right now.
Exactly. We're roasting.
Exactly. I mean, he could walk in at any moment. I feel like that's something the Clint Johnson would do, but
yeah,
it's okay.
Probably.
Yeah.
He probably won't get that mad.
He trusts me enough.
Is that
that
a
good
is a
thing?
Good thing.
Oh, well, it is a good thing, but he shouldn't.
Mm-hmm. Agreed.
There's
do
no telling what
Casey.
I'll do. Yeah. And shoot, by the next episode, we'll have a real studio, too.
Really?
We will?
Yeah, yeah. We're moving the studio. Currently, we are in the Conclave office.
Right.
Next week, we're going to be in the Conclave studio, which is going to be in the other building across in like kids area. We're taking one of the rooms that they don't use, and
oh,
it's going to
nice.
Be a huge table with like actual mics and guards and stuff.
Oh,
and it's going to
be awesome.
Sound better, first of all.
Oh, wow,
okay,
that'll be
good.
Awesome.
Yeah, and like an actual round table. So
how did
maybe
Clint
we'll
pull
have,
that off?
Well, with good help from our good friend Greg Dye.
Oh,
thank you, Greg.
The man with the beard.
the real masculine. He,
oh yeah.
Talk about needing
he's
a beard.
Like next level masculine.
It's
yeah.
And he keeps it trimmed. Clint needs to work on that. No, I'm just kidding.
Same way. It's like, if he doesn't have a beard, it's twice as baby-faced. But with the beard, it's twice as masculine because
mm-hmm.
it's huge.
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah, he's invested in some
I've never
good
seen
equipment.
Him without a beard, I don't think.
I haven't either, but he's told me about it. And he does not like
dark
talking
days.
About it.
Dark days.
Yeah. It makes him seem older than he is.
Mm. I could see that.
Mm-hmm. Anyway. Let's get into the upcoming events because I know that you're getting fired up about everything that Conclave is starting.
Mm-hmm.
Well, last week since we had our Super Bowl party extravaganza, those are our special effects, by the way, if you guys didn't know. No buttons included.
We need to improve
those. It takes out of our budget. Because it's so expensive.
That is great.
Anyway,
Casey's voice is very expensive.
Thank you. It's
yes.
The secret, guys. Come on.
Sorry.
Anyway, last week of our Super Bowl party extravaganza, we took a break from our Losers Club series. We talked about Rahab, Moses, John the Baptist.
Mm-hmm. And Daniel.
And Daniel. Yeah. And this upcoming Sunday, we're finally going to close it out with Clint talking to us about the next person in line. I don't know who it is, but I guess we'll find out next week. And then after that, I guess we'll start a new series. Not this weekend, but the next weekend.
Are we having Jason Browning speak one of these upcoming Sundays?
We will get him at one point.
Oh, we will get him.
We had him scheduled at one point,
and
then
he got sick
so he couldn't. But I know we're going to talk to him, and he's going to do it again sometime.
That'll be fun.
Yeah. Maybe he'll even come to the formal, which the formal, it's not this weekend, it's next weekend.
Next Saturday,
I requested that off, so hopefully I won't have to work Saturday and be able to come.
We have a week and a half till that. It seemed like we had like all the time in the world.
I really did, but it's already February.
You need to ask
your girlfriend.
It's already
February 7th. Well, she's already coming. I got that covered. What I don't have covered is the suit, which I'm worried about.
I need to look extra fly. Oh yeah, I'm definitely wearing a suit, and you're gonna have to wear a suit too.
Yeah, you're gonna have wear a suit, Brandon.
Well, I'm the only person here that's not bringing anybody.
Yeah,
that's fine.
I'm gonna go with a single man. Hashtag single for life.
Lonely wolf.
That
lonely
sounds
wolf.
A lot more depressing than single for life. But we'll go with lonely wolf.
I don't know.
Lone wolf.
Not lonely.
Not lonely.
The lonely part is a little bit, I don't
that's
know.
That's a little
lone
over the top.
Wolf.
Yeah, come on. That makes it sound like
wolf.
I'm depressed.
Yeah. Anyway, we got the formal coming up. We'll start a new series after that. We'll probably get a few guest speakers because we love having guest speakers.
Oh, yeah.
It's great.
And then in April, we finally booked our beach house for the beach.
Oh, my. Wait, I thought it turned into two condos or something like that.
I don't know. I haven't
we
really
can't
been
fit
checked,
everyone in two condos.
But I know he already booked the
he booked
big beach house. It was a big beach house.
We're all
going to
be in one house?
Big enough.
Oh, well, that's
for
awesome.
Everyone
that's
who's
gonna
going
to be hilarious.
It's going to be
changed. It's
going to
be separate things.
Well, he said he already booked it, though. Yeah. So I don't know. I guess I'll talk to Bob. But I know whatever we have is booked. And it's going to be like an episode of Full House.
It's going to be hilarious.
It's
going to
be absolutely lit. And we're all going to be together, which is going to be the crazy
thing
about it.
We're
going to
get almost too friendly on this beach trip.
Yeah. We're going to be like one big family that like loves each other and kind of gets annoyed at each other like all the time.
I'm going to hate you guys by the end of the week.
You'll definitely want to not carpool with us home. That's
for darn sure. After April, Clint might not want me back on this show.
The things Casey did over the beach trip cannot be
shaving
discussed.
Cream.
Shaving cream.
He's
going
to be so
tough all night. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Anyway. Yep, we the series, got the formal, got the beach trip. We got our pranks planned out.
Yeah.
All right, so it's not that bad. We made good time. I think it went out pretty well.
Yeah.
Not bad at all.
Anyway, we're going to finally close the show out without Clint, unfortunately, but it's okay.
We miss you, Clint. Sorry for all the roasting, but we love you to death.
I like
we
your
love
sweaters.
You to death.
I like your sweaters.
And
sweaters,
I love your beard.
And those are masculine. Yeah,
very
masculine.
Please, it's just sweats. Yes.
Hashtag masculine sweaters. That's what I'm going to start putting on every
Exactly. Yeah. We should start that hashtag because I doubt it's actually a thing.
I will tell all the audience how they can keep up with us anyway. If you're in the metropolitan area, we meet every Sunday night at 6 p.m. The Metropolitan Church of God. That's off Acton Road 459. But if you're not, that's okay. You can keep up with us on social media. We got Instagram. It's going to be conclave_metro. Conclave underscore metro. Twitter is conclave metro.
I think so, yeah.
And then we're also on YouTube, conclave metro.
We're on YouTube.
We're also going to start doing.
We have any videos there?
Can we start by posting videos from the beach on YouTube?
We're gonna start doing this thing called Conclave TV, where we post our these podcasts on the YouTube channel, so people can watch it later on and see our reactions and stuff like that.
Oh,
so, yeah,
we can do reaction videos.
Exactly.
Wait, so people are actually gonna be able to see us?
We were thinking about series. What we can do? Yeah.
Oh wow.
That's one of the series we were gonna do. We're gonna do something like guests, something like that. But yeah, we're on YouTube. We're on Twitter. We're on Instagram. Please. Hit the subscribe button on Blog Talk. We're on iTunes. We're on the Stitcher app for all you Android users. Glad that you could join us today, Santley Brothers. Give it up another round of applause. Woo!
Thank you very much.
And Clint, we miss you so much.
Yes, we miss you very much, Your Holiness.
Okay, but I think that's all, and I think it was a good episode. And everyone, for to wrap it up, we all have to say it at the same time. We're going to say Conclave Radio. But that's all for Conclave Radio.
Woo!